The following is the second half of an E-Town Roadshow we recorded in the spring of 2017 to celebrate the first 25 years of E-Town. So join us now in Denver, Colorado at the historic Paramount Theater for part two of this special E-Town On the Road program. Live from the Paramount Theater in Denver, Colorado, it's E-Town On the Road with this week's musical guests from New Orleans, Louisiana, and Buffalo, New York, Righteous Babe recording artist Ani DeFranco, and from Chicago, Illinois, the legendary Mavis Staples. I'm Helen Forster. Join me now in welcoming our host, Nick Forster.
Thank you, Helen. Thanks, everybody. Welcome to E-Town here at the Paramount Theater. It's always good to get together. We get to do this often, hang out, play some music. But this time feels just a little bit more special than some. And one of the reasons is that we have not one, but two guests this week who are remarkable women. And of course, they've been witness to and participants in some pretty important moments in American history. So, Ani DeFranco is going to be back and play some more music later on in the show. Mavis Staples was born in Chicago in 1939. She grew up in a tight-knit family, and when she was still a little girl, her dad, he decided to teach his kids what singing in harmony was all about. And he taught them songs in the style that he learned when he was growing up in the 20s in Mississippi. They sang songs about God, about love, and about peace. They endured the terrors of racism, and they met them with those songs. The sort of, in some ways, most distinguishing characteristics of the Staples singers were Pop Staples' haunting vocals and his guitar with the tremolo on, and then their young singer, Mavis Staples. It was just an amazing sound, and he started letting Mavis take the lead when she was just 12 years old, and she was clearly an old soul. And then more recently, she's been recognized in ways that are appropriate for a person who's had the impact she has. You know, she's won just about every possible award. She's won a Grammy. She's a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And all of this stuff pales in comparison to one simple thing, which is Mavis Staples has, for more than 60 years, sung from her heart and connected with audiences with songs that have meaning. So I am just honored to welcome right now to the stage here at the Paramount Theater, along with her band, Mavis Staples.
Sitting in the tub, water was running out. Cool down, stop acting crazy. They're gonna leave, and we'll be on our own. Seven times five, they were living creatures. Watch them come to life, right before your eyes. People are gonna see you through.
What's the matter with him?
He's alright.
How do you know?
The Lord won't mind.
Don't play no game.
He's alright. From the bottom to the top.
Turn like a wheel.
He's alright.
See for yourself.
The Lord won't mind.
We gon' move.
Right now, turn like a wheel. Inside a wheel. Because we made it. This one's because we made it through. Well.
Your visit to E-Town is made possible in part by Silk, the charter sponsor of Change the Course. The program was co-created with National Geographic to restore water in critically water-stressed ecosystems. You can learn more about Silk's commitment to the environment and to plant-based nutrition at silk.com. And by Zayo Group, providing communication infrastructure services to the world's leading businesses, with its fiber network that powers the voice, data, and video traffic we depend on every day. You can learn more at zayo.com. That's Zayo.com. And by the way, if you're curious about E-Town's home base, E-Town Hall, our beautiful solar-powered music community center located in downtown Boulder, Colorado, you can learn more about it on our website, etown.org. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. We've got more music coming up. Right now, we're going to take this opportunity to celebrate the fact that we have got a very special guest in the house with us. Here comes Helen to tell you more.
As most of you know, every week we honor an individual who's made a real difference in their communities. Now, for the most part, these are regular folks, ordinary people doing extraordinary things to help others or the planet. But every once in a great while, we get to recognize someone who has spent a lifetime making a difference, using their talent, skills, and time to help lift things up. This is one of those times.
So we're presenting a Lifetime Achievement Award this week to Mavis Staples for her decades-long career, inspiring millions of people with songs about love, peace, and freedom. So, Mavis, so glad you're here. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be here, and I am just honored to be bestowed with this beautiful award. I am.
Thank you.
But you know, this time, oh my. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much. Okay, you hold it for me. Don't go too far now. But you know, this is really true to word. Lifetime achievement. It has been 70 years that I've been, this is my lifetime. Yeah. Yes, it almost 70 years, almost.
Well, but you must be feeling the love. There's so many things happening. There's a a whole record of songs written by other songwriters for you. There's another record of people, a tribute concert with all kinds of people out there, you know, singing Bonnie Raitt, Keb Mo, Joan Osborne, Emmylou Harris, Michael McDonald.
I
Taj Mahal, everybody was.
I feel good.
Yeah, you should.
I feel good.
Yeah. You got the movie on HBO. You've got the whole thing with the, at the Kennedy Center Honors. I mean, we love you. Everybody loves you.
I love you more. It just won't stop. You know, I'm just so grateful. I'm just so blessed. And I give God and I give Pops, I give them all the glory, you know, because. Indeed, yes. Pop started it all, and you know I have to stay on here as long as I could, and I intend to, as long as I can, to keep his legacy alive. And then with God's will, and I got people like, you know, you're my big brother, my baby brother. And we've been knowing each other a long time.
Yeah, and I get to spend some time with your dad, Pops, too.
Yes,
which was
did.
A beautiful thing for me.
Yes.
No,
yes.
I was listening to a recording of one of those old shows that we did in the 90s with your dad, and Pops was so cool. He was like the coolest guy in the world.
Yeah.
And he was also so clear. Uh-huh. He said, I'm going to sing songs about love, because love is the most powerful thing I've ever met in
That's
my life.
That's right.
But I want to ask you, Mavis, when you started, because you were only 12 years old when you first, the Stable Singers really got together, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I was 8 years old when we
eight
started, but I was 12 when we first recorded.
And that was Uncloudy Day? Was that,
that
the
was
first?
That was Uncloudy Day.
Yeah. I bet they didn't think that was a 12-year-old girl singing on
no,
that record.
They didn't. I was a little skinny, knock-kneed girl. And the people would say, when they'd announce on the radio, this is little Mavis Staples, this little girl singing this part on Uncloudy Day, they would say, that's not a little girl. That's got to be a man or a big fat lady. You know? My voice was so heavy, I would get in fights all the time. I'd fight. You know, the girls would come, you sound like a boy. I'd say, okay. Come on. I'm grateful for my voice.
Oh, man. What a voice. Yeah. You sang.
Thank you.
You sang low, and you had that little bit of that rough character to it. But I know that you couldn't really go out on the road with the Stable Singers until you graduated from high school.
Right. Well, we would travel, but we would go on a weeknight because we sing on Sundays. Pops would go up to school and tell them, teachers, give Mavis some homework because she won't be back Monday. See, because we'd be driving. We'd do two, one at 3 o'clock, one at 8 o'clock, and then we'd start driving back to Chicago. And these were places like New Orleans, Georgia, Atlanta, everywhere.
Always churches.
Churches and school auditoriums. Yeah, I was loving that because I love to call down for breakfast. And we stay in the hotel, but I'd get mad sometimes because I'd call down and I'd order my breakfast, and then the lady would say, yes, Mr. Staples. Yes, Mr. Staples, I get you. And I'd say, I'm a lady, you know. But it was all right. I enjoyed it.
And when you started getting more popular and having songs that were playing on the radio, was there a time when the churches were a little nervous about having you, when, you know, they didn't want you to come back because you were singing what they thought were secular songs?
You know, yeah, they wanted to put us out of church after I'll Take You There. But you see, I'll Take You There was the first song that we had a rhythm section behind. For the most, we had been singing with just Pops' guitar. And when that rhythm section started, that bass came in. And people would hit the floor, you know? Everybody would hit the floor. And so the ladies, the Staple Singers are singing the devil's music. We don't want them in there singing. And so I did so many interviews. I tell these people, the devil ain't got no music. You know, he ain't got no music. Now.
Not only that, but the words to I'll Take You There. I mean, that belongs in church for sure.
For sure. They weren't listening to the word. I said, you have to listen to what we're saying. We're telling you, I know a place. Ain't nobody crying. Ain't nobody worried. Ain't no smiling faces lying to the races. Where else could I be taking you but to heaven? So they finally backed off, and they invited us back to church. The first, very first request, yeah. right in the pulpit, I'll take you there.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I bet. I'm not surprised. Sure. And it's a beautiful story about how Pops was hearing Reverend Martin Luther King, mm-hmm. Dr. King, on the radio, and found that you guys were in the same town somewhere along the line, and he was going to be at a church, and he brought you down there, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He did. We happened to be in Montgomery, Alabama, on a Sunday morning. We didn't have to sing until that night. So Pops called my sisters and I to his room. He said, listen, y'all, this man Martin is here. And he said, he has a church here, and I'd like to go to his 11 o'clock service. Do you all want to go? We said, yeah, Pops, we want to go. We all got in the car. We drove down to Dexter Avenue Baptist Church. We were ushered in and seated, and someone let Dr. King know that we were in the service, and he acknowledged us. He said, we're glad to have Pops Staples and his daughters here this morning. We hope you enjoy the service. And we enjoyed the service, all right. Well, he stands at the back door, I mean, the service is over, to shake the worshipers' hands as we filed out. Yvonne and Cledia and I, we went. We shook his hand. We kept going. But Pops, when he shook his hand, he stood there and talked to him for a while. He finally came on back to the hotel. He called us to his room again. He thought about it. He said, listen, y'all, I really like this man's message. If he can preach it, we can sing it. And we began writing freedom songs, right. message songs, and we joined the movement, and we marched with Dr. King. I mean, we marched for years and years. Yes, we did. Yeah. You know, they started calling us to folk festivals from Newport. We didn't know about folk music, but when we heard it, we loved it.
Was that around the time where Bob Dylan asked you to marry him?
Yeah, Dylan, it was just about that time, in the 60s. In the 60s, he proposed, and I said, no, Bobby. We're too young. Oh, Mavis. We're not too young. I said, yes, we are too young, too. You know, I said, I don't even know how to cook. And but this last time, you know, I did a tour with him last year. For 6 weeks, I was on his tour. Wow. And I proposed to him. I did. I told him, I said, let's get married now. And I was scared he was going to tell me to get in line, you know, because he had a whole row of ladies waiting there. But we had fun. We had fun. Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's been just an amazing thing to just sort of watch and learn and listen to the sounds and the stories. And there's so many more. We don't have time to do the whole thing, of course. But I want to ask you a couple things. One is, you've met everybody.
I have.
And you've worked with just about everybody, whether, you know, Elvis and presidents and Dr. King and worked with Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Along the way, was there anyone that intimidated you or actually made you feel like you were kind of nervous to be around them?
You know, everybody was so beautiful. To this day, I haven't met any entertainer that was not welcome, you know, and Dinah Washington, Ella Fitzgerald, everyone was so beautiful. You know, the entertainment field, the people in the entertainment world are beautiful people. Mm-hmm. We sing about love, we're love, you know.
Yeah. But we are also in a new time right now where there's parts of our country are kind of divided, and in some ways does it feel like, I mean, I don't know what it feels like, but it seems to me that your message, your songs are as relevant, as needed, as necessary if not more so than
That's
ever.
That's true, they are. I wish they weren't, you know, because if they weren't, we'd be in a better world, you know. But they are, they're just as relevant as they were in the 60s. And, you know, I can turn on the news sometime and I feel like I'm living back in the 60s. You know, it's we got to get wait till my next record comes. When you hear my next record, I got it coming.
Yeah.
I got it coming. Yes. Yes. I'm ready.
Well, listen, with Ani DeFranco's comments about feminism and patriarchy and with these two strong women, I will just say that it's, again, a treat, a delight, an honor to be with you, Mavis. We're inspired by your singing and by your actions.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having
me. Let's get back to music. Welcome back, the one and only Mavis Staples.
Thank you.
Stay on freedom highway. 1971. Ow. Oh, I know a place. Ain't nobody crying. Ain't nobody worried. Ain't no smiling faces. No,
lying to the racing.
Come on, y'all. Help me. Come on. Come on. Somebody help me. Help me, y'all.
I'll take you there.
Hey, help me now.
I'll take you there.
Let me take you there.
I'll take you there.
Let me take you there.
I'll take you there.
Let me take you there.
I'll take you there.
Let me take you there.
I'll take you there. I'll take you there.
Come on now, let me lead the way.
I'll take you there.
me lead the way.
I'll make you laugh.
That's Mavis Staples, everybody, along with Rick Holmstrom, Stephen Hodges, Jeff Termes, Vicki Randall, and Donnie Girard. Her latest record is called Living on a High Note.
This portion of E-Town is made possible by the Bohemian Foundation, building stronger communities through the Bohemian qualities of creativity and imagination, on the web at bohemianfoundation.org. By the way, if you've just tuned in late and you've missed some of this week's show, or maybe you want to hear it again or share it with one of your friends, there is a podcast of this episode and other past E-Town shows as well. Those are available for free in Google Play, iTunes, and other podcast directories. If you were looking for a particular show, each show is listed under the names of our visiting artists. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. You are listening to E-Town. So I want to remind all our listeners, if you want to see what this special show looks like, you can go to the E-Town website. There's photos, videos, all that stuff is going to be on there at etown.org. You can also find out how to get tickets and figure out how to connect with what we do if you would like. I also want to just mention that, man, oh, man, talk about the power of strong, determined women. It is inspiring. We are not afraid of the word feminism. Does not make me nervous. I've got three sisters, I've got three daughters. My grandmother was a suffragette marching for the right for a woman to vote. These strong women are okay. They inspire me. And it's exactly what we try to do with E-Town. Just music, some conversation, try to lift things up a little. So glad you guys could be a part of this special event. Would you please help me welcome back to the stage, Ani DeFranco.
I love you even more.
Fun to sing with Helen. And now we're gonna have Nick come and join us.
Yes, we are.
All these years I've been showing up in E-Town and I never played with you, Nick. Never played with Helen. Thank goodness we finally got there. See, it's all due to Mavis, right? Am I right? We're there.
Takes care of each other.
Where are my sisters? Where are my brothers?
Where is my family who takes care of each other?
Where are my sisters? Where are my brothers?
Where is my family who takes care of each other?
Where are my sisters? Where are my brothers?
Where is my family who takes care of each other? In the Google of gizmos lurk despots in diapers and cyborgs with bullhorns and crackpots and snipers like robots so cold with such cheese they dismiss you sooner than kiss you sooner kick you and diss you. They got networks like insects with webs of deception. They'll trap you, cocoon you. I got department of collections. They come on cutters with sexist increase. They got all kinds. They got all kind of needs. Little Labrador and monkeys raised with no hugging. Just a wire cage mama, lab coats mugging. I feel anger, I feel pain. I feel you know in your soul it can't be named. Yes, consciousness is binary. Consciousness is spinning. Consciousness is a circuit when consciousness is winning. Consciousness is binary. Consciousness is spinning. Consciousness is a circuit when consciousness is winning. You gotta complete the circuit. Alone, it just don't go. Your energy is destructive unless it is flowing. In the connection lies the spark. In the connection lies the arc. You gotta be up in someone's countenance, conversing with their heart. You gotta complete the circuit. Not just with human beings, with the sky above you, with the earth beneath your feet. When you complete the circuit with everything that lives, borders get blurry and the rest is adjectives. Yeah, borders get blurry and the rest is adjectives. Yes, consciousness is binary. Consciousness is spinning. Consciousness is a circuit when consciousness is winning. Consciousness is binary. Consciousness is spinning. Consciousness is a circuit when consciousness is winning. Consciousness is spinning. Consciousness is a circuit when consciousness is winning.
Where are my sisters? Where are my brothers? Where is my family who takes care of each other? Where are my sisters? Where are my brothers? Where is my family who takes care of each other? Where are my sisters? Where are my brothers? Where is my family who takes care of each other? Where are my sisters? Where are my brothers? Where is my family who takes care of each other?
Okay, I'll leave you with this in this little set with a poem, but first I just want to say what an honor and a thrill it is to be sharing the stage tonight with Mavis Staples. I'm one of the many, many Homo sapiens who has been so inspired by her for decades. It's just really, really an honor. And I'd like to offer you a patriotic poem. Something to do. Thought maybe we might need to, you know, access our patriotism in these trying times, get us through. Because yes, I love my country.
Yeah.
I love my country. By which I mean, I am indebted joyfully to all the people throughout its history who have fought the government to make right, where so many cunning sons and daughters, our foremothers and forefathers, came singing through slaughter, came through hell and high water, so that we could stand here and behold breathlessly the sight, how a raging river of tears cut a grand canyon of light. I've been a few places now, flown through vast empty spaces with stewardesses whose hands look much older than their faces. And I've tossed so many napkins into that big hole in the sky. I've been at the bottom of the Atlantic, seething in a two-ply, looking up through all that water and the fishes swimming by. And I don't always feel lucky. I'm smart enough to try. 'Cause humility has buoyancy and above us only sky. I lean in, breathe deeper. That brutal burning smell that surrounds the smoldering wreckage that I've come to love so well. Yes, color me stunned and dazzled by all the red, white, and blue flashing lights in the American intersection where black crashed head on with white. Comes a rhythm, comes a melody, a particular resonance that is us, and only us. Comes a screaming ambulance and a hand that you can trust, laid steady on your chest, working for the better good, which is good at its best. And two bearing witness, like a woman bears a child with all her might, born of the greatest pain into a grand canyon of light. And because no song has gone unsung here, and this joint is strung crazy tight, and people have been raising up their voices since it just ain't been right, with all the righteous rage and all the bitter spite that will accompany us out of this long night, that will grab us by the hand when we're ready to take flight. Seat back and tray table in the upright and locked position, shocked to tears by each new vision of all that my ancestors have done. For instance, the women who gave their lives so that I could have one. Yep. Whew, born into ground zero of the feminist revolution. It was an inside job, stoic and sly, one we're supposed to forget and downplay and deny. But I think time is nothing if not nigh to let the truth out. Coolest F word ever deserves a frickin' shout. There it is. I mean, why don't all decent men and women call themselves feminists? Wait, let's look it up. Let's look it up. The belief that women should have rights and opportunities equal to that of men. Why don't we all call ourselves feminists? If only out of respect for those who fought for this. Look around. We have this. Yes, I love my country, by which I mean I'm indebted joyfully to all the people throughout its history who have fought the government to make right where so many cunning sons and daughters, our foremothers and forefathers, came singing through slaughter, came through hell and high water so that we could stand here and behold breathlessly the sight, how a raging river of tears is cutting a grand canyon of light.
Ani DeFranco, along with her band Todd Sickafoos, Terrence Higgins on the drums, Chastity Brown on the vocals, a little help from Helen Forster. The record is called Binary, out on Righteous Babe Records from New Orleans, Louisiana. Ani DeFranco. Folks, we have time for one more song. We want to get everybody out here on stage. One final song. We've got a nice one picked out for you. I want to thank all our guests. Special thanks to Mavis Staples, our Lifetime Achievement Award winner, the amazing and remarkable Mavis. Thanks to Governor John Hickenlooper for stopping by. Special thanks to Ani DeFranco and her band. Thanks to all of you for joining us. Thanks to Ron Jolly and Helen Forster, our crew of volunteers and engineers. I'm Nick Forster. Hope you can be with us next week right here in E-Town.
There's a man with a gun over there telling me I've got to beware. It's time to stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Was recorded this week at the Paramount Theater in Denver, Colorado. It's produced by our donor-supported nonprofit organization. To comment about the program, email us at info@etown.org or connect with us on Twitter or Facebook. Distribution of E-Town is made possible by our family of sponsors, this station, and listeners like you. This is a production of the E-Town Radio Network.